neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli. Koil neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.
Personally, did not go search for the Kala. That we see, if Yitzhak Avinu himself would go, obviously, would not consider anyone. Why? Because first of all, he would think of himself as a son of Avraham Avinu.
That how old was he, Yitzhak? 70?
No, he's 40 now.
No, he's 40.
Yes, he's 40 years old. So he would consider himself as a very special, unique son. Why? Because first of all, his father, he is the prince of the whole world. As we see how he's called by Ephron, he's called Nesi Elokim, and also the Torah says Av Hamon after he defeated the four kings. And then Yitzhak Avinu Alav Shalom himself, you know, as far as what he went through, so the term that is given is Olah Temima. He was placed on the Mizbeach. So he will think of himself as a unique person, very special. So who would match him? So now here we see that Rav Moshe is teaching us that this problem arises with many cases, that people, they think that they're too good for other people. And that's why they don't even consider, to put a step forward, right? They feel, the family and so on, what they think, their education and so on. So now here we see, instead of sending him, Eliezer was sent. Because obviously, the story that we went through, maybe Yitzhak Avinu even never considered such a girl. So now here we see Eliezer, when he was sent, there's an interesting point. That first we see, when he was told by Avraham Avinu, he says he start taking off. And then he says he got up and went. First he says Vayelach, and then he says Vayakom Vayelach. He started going, and then he got up and went. So they ask, why is it repeated exactly in one pasuk twice that he started his mission, and then he got up and started it and went? You follow the point?
Sometimes you walk while you are sleeping. You walk while you still sleeping.
And you walk sleep, you mean? Yeah, so why Eliezer?
He needs another one to say he stood up while he comes.
But what would be the problem here? That he needed double cylinder to get going?
Maybe they meant that he wants to go with the little.
Once is not enough? No. It says Vayelach, went. No, Abraham told him and start going. Hakam says, then he got up and went. Here is a very powerful message that you could apply to everyone. And that is, first of all, as we explained, Eliezer had a personal intention about this mission. Why? Because he had a girl, and he did want that Yitzhak will become his chatan. So now, Avraham Avinu Alav Shalom felt it. And he told them, I'm sorry, we are Arur and our family is Baruch, because Eliezer was from the family of Ham and Canaan. So he told them, I'm sorry, it doesn't work. It's not a good match. So now, let's say somebody is told such a thing.
So he was not offended at that time?
That's what we're trying to find out. Obviously, you will be offended, no? Yeah. So now here we see the greatness of Eliezer was. So that's what the Torah Tanusha is trying to make a point. It says he went. So you go. How do you go? How do you go after you hear such a thing that you're cursed?
Very low, very low.
Saying you don't have any energy to go. You don't want to go. Why should you go? You know, now you're put down.
All his confidence is vanished.
Exactly, exactly. So now here you see no. And Eliezer, he created extra boost. So first he says he went, and then he says, Vayagom Vayelech. He said, fine, this is the fact. This is the fact. What can I do? It's not my fault. What did I do? I'm from this family. So what is it to do? So what did he do? He gave himself extra boost. You know how beautiful it is? And many times people, it's an unbelievable thing. You talk to them, and you talk to them, and you talk to them, and you talk to them. Not a day and a month, years and years and years, they still panchar in the past, flat. Why? The file never become erased. Never become erased. Why? Because you like it. You like it. Why do you like it? I like to pity myself. Why? Because that's how he likes it. Here is an unbelievable point. See, Eliezer, Alav Shalom, went alive to Shamayim. And who was he? Son of Nimrod. Son of Nimrod, can you imagine? The son of Nimrod, Nimrod, Harasha, he goes to Shamayim alive. Why? Because he turned it around. He turned it around right away. He said, okay, fine. You know what it is? You know that you want so bad that Yitzchak become your Chatan. And then your master, Avraham Shalom, comes and tells you, no, it doesn't work that way. You know, fine. You're a very trustworthy man. I like you. We went to the war together. We won the war against four kings. But this doesn't work. You know, it shatters you. And you have such a high hope. Such a high hope. Say, no, right away, Abraham Shalom is going to say, yes, for sure. Bring Nogla Nabat in the Alas Lachayim. Say, no, I'm sorry.
Even though it was his daughter, he never took it personally.
No, that's the whole point. So he says, Vayakom Vayelach. What does it mean? Fine, okay. What am I going to do? I'm going to mourn the rest of my life? Huh? That's what it is. That's the fact. And you know what happened? And that's exactly the whole point here. When he gave himself the boost to go, here Lavan says, Bo, Beruch Hashem. He made a blessed person out of himself. But if he would be paralyzed, say, oh, what a mazal I have. See what happened to me, what I'm going to do now. You know, I'm done. You know, what's going to be? That's it. But here, when I said, fine, what can I do? I'm going to go through my life.
It's up to you to be blessed or cursed.
Exactly. So that's the, see, one moment of giving yourself a boost, it can change your life 180 degrees. One moment of giving yourself a boost. But if you keep punching on your head yourself, you keep punching yourself, I'm no good, you know, what good is going to make, you know, what's going to be? You're going to be shattered, Chas v'Shalom. And that's what the beautiful lesson. One word is a lifetime lesson. The Chas v'Shalom, don't think, you know, okay, fine. He said, no, this happened, you know, it didn't go through. So what? Ya Ribono Shel Olam. You think your problem is bigger than Ribono Shel Olam? Huh? No, many people think that way. Yeah. They say, Ribono Shel Olam is too small for my problem. My problem is much bigger. Hashem cannot handle my problems.
They have to come here and...
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.